Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she has real clarity and understanding about her dreams so that she can walk more perfectly in your will and just obey you better. Ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, okay, and how dangerous things can get and the importance of just hearing the Holy Spirit and knowing what he wants you to do and obeying him every day and how that's really going to keep you in that secret place and that safe place with the Lord and understanding dreams. Dreams tend to fall into two basic categories, okay? They tend to be sort of daily, okay? To where it's either a recap of the things that happened that day or a preview, like a prophetic preview sort of the things that are going to happen on the day that is coming up when you wake up. Okay. Or they tend to be just overall prophetic long term. Okay. The ones that are regarding the current day that you either have finished or you are beginning. Okay. You just want to be looking for the Lord to clarify, especially on the ones where he's like recapping the day that happened. Okay. What you'll see is that he just sort of is explaining to you what happens spiritually, because you have to really understand that this place is extremely deceptive, okay? And that things will look one way to deceive you, but the Holy Spirit will tell you when you're walking in the Spirit and in light, okay, will teach to you and explain what's really happening in the Spirit, and that's extremely important to avoid being deceived and pitfalls and things like that. Okay. So those recaps are really important because they kind of give you an honest depiction, you know, of what happened that day. Okay. And then the ones that are a preview for the day to come, you just want to be looking, okay, for just events that happen during that day. Okay. Just having an ear to hear and make the connection between the two. And once again, it's always the Holy Spirit that's going to be doing it. Okay. It's him. He'll kind of turn the lights on, but you just want to be in that humble place where you're seeking him and listening. Okay. And the lights will kind of go on. And you'll go, oh my gosh, this is what I just dreamed about. Okay. Now this is happening. Okay. And the Lord was directing me this way in the dream. And this is what I believe I'm supposed to do. Okay. I think I understand. And it just helps you stay in that, that perfect sweet spot, you know, of just obeying the Lord and staying in his perfect will. And then of course the other category is just those long-term prophetic dreams. You know, just take place a lot of times just later on. Okay. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for your sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, glorifying you, and just being a light that shines for you. Ask all these prayers, Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen.